Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the Labor government would ditch planned company tax cuts for big business and make budget savings of more than $70 billion. Mr Shorten announced the policies in his budget reply speech last night, clearing the way for the Prime Minister to call the election sometime this weekend.
Tonight, my team and I offer ourselves as your next government. We've learned the hard lessons of the past. We've put forward our positive plans. We are united. We are ready.
Bill Shorten there. A man this morning is in a critical condition after falling seven stories from a Melbourne building. Police were called to a multi-level car park at about 3 after security noticed a man acting suspiciously. He fled when the officers arrived, but was found later hanging from a railing seven stories up. Police tried to help the man, but he fell before they could reach him. Overseas, and at least 28 people have been killed after an airstrike hit a Syrian refugee camp near the Turkish border. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the victims include women and children, and the death toll is expected to rise. Some reports say the attack was by Syrian or Russian warplanes, but this has not been confirmed. And former US Presidents George Bush Sr. and his son George W. Bush will not endorse Donald Trump's candidacy for president. This marks the first for Bush Sr., who had endorsed Republicans in the past 5 elections. Donald Trump is now the presumptive Republican nominee after both John Kasich and Ted Cruz pulled out of the presidential race.